Let's talk some summer off-season stuff with Sherrard head basketball coach Brian Hutton. I guess the first question is, how can everyone be happy? Every coach that coaches a sport and every kid that plays a sport.
I'm not sure everybody can be. I think the big thing I say summertime is you got to take the attitude that the kids need, first of all, a little time, downtime from the school year. But it's also one of the things that school our size, we want to share athletes to make sure that everybody can kind of get at least some playing in for every sport that they're out for. But it's tough, and it puts a lot of pressure on the kids. I know we have a lot of kids today that are sitting around waiting whether they're going to be here or not because they were waiting to see if their baseball games got canceled or not. And luckily, Mother Nature helped us out and poured down some rain on them. So we have them here. But it's just difficult, and coaches have to kind of work together and talk to each other a little bit as far as when they can get kids to do some things.
Well, and that's why, to me, it's just impossible to have an off-season situation where things can be compatible because, basically, there is no off-season basically for all sports the way I see it, if you see what I'm saying. I mean, kids, there's just not a time where this is basketball or this is football or this is baseball or this is wrestling. Basically, every day, it seems like, and every month is everything.
Yeah, it really has become that. I remember when I first started coaching, I think probably the biggest change I've seen in the 31 years I've been doing this is that at one time it was pretty much just baseball and basketball during the summertime. You didn't have a whole lot of football stuff going on. You didn't have a lot of soccer stuff going on. It was just those two sports. And heck, I remember as a high school kid going to two or three camps during the summertime for basketball because there really wasn't much else to do. And so that's a big change, but you're exactly right. You know, you got kids that are hitting for baseball all winter long, and then they go to school, they got to go basketball practice. And we put a lot of demands on the kids, and it's tough. And you know, you got to take a look as a coach saying, well, what can we do? And I know talking to a lot of coaches this summer, they've kind of backed things down a little bit from the days where Larry Schulte was at Allman playing like a 45 game schedule, or Weirs was down at Farmington was playing like a 60 game schedule. I think most coaches have toned it down. Brad Storm, I talked to him at Geneseo, and they're playing 12 games this summer, and they're going to spend the rest of the time in open gym. So it's difficult, and we got to take a look as coaching staff and as the adults, I guess, are we doing too much with our kids?
And I know they asked you, they were looking for teams, so you are playing at the Justin Sharp Shootout, which is predominantly a big school event. There's some small schools here, don't get me wrong, and you played at Monmouth College. But you've done it for 31 years. Do you question and say, well, do we need to do this? I mean, is that a point now in your career where you say, is it worth it to fight the battle of do we have enough kids to play? That to me seems pretty frustrating if you're getting in these events, but then once you get into these events, long story short, you're hoping you have enough kids to play in said event.
Well, and that's the big thing too, is we spent a lot of time, you know, the first couple of weeks of the summer texting back and forth because, hey, you're going to be there, are you going to be there? And sometimes you can't get commitments from the kids because they do have other things going on, and it is tough. And we went to the Geneseo Shootout a couple of weeks ago on a Friday, talking to Coach Storm. It's like this: sometimes we're taking freshmen and sophomores that probably won't play varsity basketball for us, but we're just doing it so we have enough kids to get up and down the floor and not kill anybody as far as putting the energy on the floor. So you do, as a coach, we got to take a look and say, is this really worth our time and effort when we come to these places if we're playing with a bunch of kids that may not play for us in the wintertime? But, you know, you hope experience. I thought our first game here, our kids got a taste of what a pretty good basketball team looks like, a pretty physical basketball team. So you hope you gain a little bit of that experience from it. But you're exactly right. It's one of those things you got to take a look at. Are we doing the right thing for our kids and our programs?
Well, and you bring up an interesting point about summer commitment and the other issue that you have to deal with. I mean, when the season rolls around, right, and if a kid doesn't come to any of the summer stuff, but talent-wise, he's still one of the best players. I mean, coach gonna play the kid that's the best player. And that's the other thing that you deal with this summer stuff, that regardless, when the season rolls around, the best kids are normally going to play on the floor. And if they just are gifted and they're the best pieces of the puzzle you have, and they don't show up in the summer, but they're still the best players, I mean, that's, I guess, the unfairness in life a little bit. But it creates the problems, too.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said there is just it's not fair. And then you take a look at some of the kids that are born with pretty good athleticism that don't have to commit quite as much time as summertime. And you have those kids that, you know, you say, hey, we're going to do a shootout on this day. I'm sorry for the late notice. They still find a way to show up and they're working it. It's not fair. And I look back on my coaching career at Sherrard, and one kid that just stands out was a kid by the name of Kyle Slavish that played years and years with on the Travis Haynes team. That kid worked his tail off all the time. I mean, he just never stopped working. Didn't matter if it's practice, didn't matter if it's open gyms, didn't matter if it's, you know, summertime, summer league games. He just busted his butt all the time for you. But unfortunately, he had a very talented class around him and didn't get the playing time that his work ethic and the amount of time he put in deserved. And that's the unfair part of life, is sometimes you got to take a look going, look, I would love to fight. And that's as a coach, you see yourself kind of fighting for those underdogs going, come on, get good enough so I can get you minutes and I can take some minutes maybe away from a kid that doesn't commit the same amount of time. But and then at the same time, you got to take a look at going, well, what's the reason why the kid wasn't committed during the summertime? Was it that he's committed to another sport and you want to hold that against him? So there's just so many variables that go into it. And you want to be fair enough to everybody, but sometimes, like you said, it's just not fair. The kids that work the hardest, put the most time in, don't always get rewarded the way they should.
All right, a little bit about what you think so far of the summer with the kids you have. Looks like they play hard. I know the game I was at, challenged, playing a really good team, but what do you think of the lot that's showing up so far?
Well, I tell you, the pieces are there, I think, for us to definitely take a step forward from where we were last year. Cole Buzzari was here talking to me a little bit. He goes, Coach, they're a lot more talented than we are, but do you think they're going to play as hard? And that's one of the things we've got to get across to some of these younger kids. It's not just about being a talented group. It's can you play hard? Can you play smart? But I really liked what we've done this summer. We went to Geneseo and competed in every game but one over there. Went down to Monmouth, and we're pretty competitive in most of the games we were there. But we got find a way to get over the hump a little bit sometimes. It could be competitive and start winning games, but it'll be interesting for us this week. I know the first game we had, they always kind of match a bigger school up against the smaller schools, and I think that showed the first game we played. Next game, I think we'll play a team more our size, and we'll go from there. But overall, I've been pretty happy with what we produced on the floor.
All right, and as we wrap up, just back to this summer issue. All right, so if you ask a kid right now, all right, and let's say he's a three-sport athlete at Sherrard, and we'll use basketball as one of the sports. All right, so he'll play a fall sport. So I'll say either he's soccer's in the fall for boys, so I'm not going to try to slide anybody. So he either does soccer, golf, football, or cross country. All right, and then in the spring, he runs track or plays baseball, or is there another boy sport in the spring? I can't remember. So he does that, all right? And you say to him, well, I want you to do summer basketball. But he says to you, you know what? No, I don't want to do summer basketball, and this is my reason. I'm going to commit to you from November to March, and I'm going to give you everything I have, but I play three sports. I don't want to do anything in the summer. I'll do the limited weight room training or whatever you want, but I don't want to get into these summer league games. Your answer and your response to something like that would be what?
You better be really good. And it is. It comes down to, if you're a talented kid, I'm not going to play.
But is it fair for that kid to say that?
I think at some point in time, we have to let the kids be kids. And I know it's tough as a coach saying that. But going back to what I said earlier, you know, when I was in high school, you know, we played basketball. And that's what we did all summer long. Coming from Maquoket, Iowa, basketball was kind of the king sport back then. Football, there wasn't really a whole lot of lifting even going on in the summertime back then. And so it's a lot easier for us to say, hey, I'm going to be at the park every day playing from 10 to 12 o'clock. That's where our open gyms were, and I'm going to do I'm going to go to camps all like that. It's so easy because we had the rest of the time was kind of downtime in the summer. We got to go swimming or fishing or whatever they wanted to do. Now it's like, oh, I'm going to go from basketball to track workout, you know, maybe run for cross country, whatever. It's just like they don't have as much time as they once did. We're so organized. So it's tough for me sometimes as a coach. My biggest issue I have probably with kids missing stuff isn't so much other sports or you want a little downtime. It's the I got to work, coach. And it's like, you got to work. I mean, talk to your employer. I can't believe you're working a 16-hour day in a sweatshop or something. But talk to your employer saying, hey, this is the weekend I need off. And if you can do that, it's like that's the one that probably gets to me the most. It's like, you got the next 40, 50, 60 years of your life to work. Don't miss what you can do in high school for that. But it's tough. you know, I wish every kid had, you know, maybe we should eliminate sleep for the kids and get a true 24-hour a day out of them. But for the most part, you know, you got to let the kids kind of feel, do what they feel comfortable. And the other thing is, I think in a school our size, you don't want to push the issue too much so you start losing kids in the winter. You know, they say, coach, fine, you're going to say I got to be there and I'm not going to be there and I'm not going to play next year if I'm not there. Okay, I just won't go out. And so you run into that problem as well, especially at the smaller schools where you are sharing much more, many more athletes.
Well, but that's what I say, though. Do you feel the summer burden, even though it's shorter, is a bigger burden than the commitment to play in the winter, if you see what I mean, with the obstacles that you have to traverse through in the summer if you're a multi-sport athlete?
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult time, although, like I said before, we have kids that, you know, I know that I blame this on Cody Adams. He's the one started, maybe Brock Luxmore back in the day, where, you know, they go to school for 6.5 hours a day, whenever we go to school. They go to basketball practice for 2 hours. As soon as they left basketball practice, they headed off to go hitting for baseball for a while. And so it's like these kids are managing a lot of time where they're involved with the sport. I think the summertime, the biggest problem is kids are, I think they get done with the school year, and it's like, oh, I can kind of relax. And it's like, well, we're starting lifting on Monday. We have a shootout that following Friday. It's just they just don't get that time to kind of let down.
Well, and the other issue, and I'll ask you this honestly, do you take it personally if a multi-sport athlete chooses that other commitment over your commitment? I mean, that's the honest question people won't answer. And that's what you feel slighted as a coach if that kid chooses another sport over your sport and another commitment over your commitment. I know coaches will always play the political correctness game, and I know you're a big guy that's anti-political correctness stuff. So what about that?
Well, my big issue is that I wish that every kid, high school kid at Sherrard's favorite sport was basketball. And then every time there's a basketball conflict with baseball, they chose basketball. I mean, that's how I truly feel. I don't know what coach wouldn't feel that way. And it's like you want your kids doing this stuff, trying to get better, because you want to be successful during the season. And you know that summer basketball, there's a direct relation to having some success in the summer, to having success come the wintertime. And so I do. I wish I could go up to every Sherrard kid and say, hey, what's your favorite sport? And they said basketball. And then we're going to have this conversation and say, hey, I'm happy as a basketball coach. They all want to do basketball stuff. But the reality is there are kids that are like different sports. And I'm okay with that, especially if they're, I should say okay, I accept that. and we do the best we can. But, you know, we got a lot of kids right now that are big into baseball. Our sophomores, going to be juniors, are a big, big baseball class. And I think they'll have some great success on the diamonds the next couple years. It's hard for me as a coach saying, well, you're playing your 90th game in baseball since April. Can we give a little basketball time? But you have to let the kids do what they want to do, because as I said, if you don't, you may start losing kids that are important to your program.
This is just the start of the conversation. Everybody out there listening, you pick up and you discuss this. Have a good rest of the summer, Coach. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you. Thanks for being here.
Brian Hutt with us on WRMJ.